In 1987, Congress passed the Nuclear Waste Policy Act amendments that made Yucca Mountain, Nevada, the only disposal site to be considered for the nation's first geologic repository for spent nuclear fuel and high-level nuclear waste. Since that time, the state of Nevada has employed independent scientific and legal experts. These experts and others conclude that the Yucca Mountain project is dangerously unsafe. It was created for political, not technical reasons. In 2008, the agency responsible for the project, the Department of Energy, submitted a license application to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. The Department of Energy filed a motion with the NRC to withdraw the license application and end the project in 2010. But DOE's motion was denied by the NRC. Later, in 2011, the NRC suspended licensing for lack of sufficient funds. In 2013, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit ordered a resumption of licensing. Congress has not appropriated money for the project since 2011. Since that time, the U.S. has been locked in a stalemate.
Hello, my name is Jay Sochita, and joining me today is Allison McFarlane, who is presently Director and Professor of the School of Public Policy and Global Affairs at the University of British Columbia. She was previously a member of the Blue Ribbon Commission on America's Nuclear Future from 2010 through 12, and the chair of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission from 2012 through 14. She is the co-author of The Path Forward for Nuclear Waste in the U.S., a bipartisan solution to the nuclear waste problem, which we will be discussing today. Good morning, Allison. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. I'm excited to interview you today. All right. I'm going to start off with a question. Could you start by giving us an overview of the current challenges in U.S. nuclear waste management and how the Path Forward report builds on previous efforts like the Blue Ribbon Commission to propose a new direction?
Sure. Well, right now, the U.S. has got no plan to move forward with managing its spent nuclear fuel. And its spent nuclear fuel is at 75 sites around the country with nowhere to go and no final resting place. And it needs to have one, because it poses a threat. It's hazardous material. It's highly radioactive and will be for thousands of years. And so we need to make sure that we minimize any chance of exposure to this material. And the best way to do that is to put it deep underground in a mined geologic repository. In the 1980s and 1990s, the U.S. had started to make progress on this, as I'm sure many of your folks are well aware, but it basically came to a screeching halt in about 2008 or so, and progress has not continued since then. Congress has not provided funding to do anything with this waste since about 2010. That's a long time to not do anything. So we decided that we needed to try to kickstart the process again, and we got a bipartisan group together, and they were fantastic. We worked really well, and we came up with some, I think, really good suggestions.
And how does that Path Forward report build on those previous efforts?
Well, we definitely used the Blue Ribbon Commission report as a basis and all their findings, and as you mentioned, I was a member of that, so I know them very well. And there were a couple of other studies. One was the RESET report that came out in 2018. And we definitely used that as well in crafting our suggestions.
Thank you. The report recommends creating NuCorp as a new entity to handle spent nuclear fuel and high-level waste. Can you elaborate on why this structure was chosen over continuing with the Department of Energy and how you can see it operating in practice?
Sure. And I know this is probably a little confusing for folks. The NuCorp is a nuclear corporation, and we defined it to be an independent corporation established in law, but put together by the nuclear industry, the reactor owners themselves. So the reason that we went with that and not the Department of Energy, for me in particular, being on the Blue Ribbon Commission, when I was on the Blue Ribbon Commission, we had lots of hearings. We talked to a huge variety of people, from public interest groups, folks from Nevada, you know, different folks in the Department of Energy, in the government, in the nuclear regulator, all sorts of academic experts, other experts all around the country and around the world. And nobody said that the Department of Energy should be the implementing agency. Everybody agreed that this was not a good path forward because the Department of Energy has different secretaries of energy who are political appointees. This happens every few years, and their focus may change. The Department of Energy is also doing many other things. It's doing energy development. It's doing nuclear weapons management. And so it's just too much for that agency. So we thought that we needed a change. Certainly the Blue Ribbon Commission did. They suggested a FedCorp, a federal corporation. And we've gone one step further and basically said, no, this should not have anything to do with the government because it's always then subject to the political whims and winds of the time. What you need for progress, because nuclear waste repository development takes so many years, decades, really, you need some kind of implementer that will be around for a really long time. And a corporation fits the bill. We looked at what has succeeded in other countries because Finland, for instance, is already constructing their repository. They plan to open it before 2030. Sweden has selected a site. They're about to begin construction. Canada has selected a site. They're in the licensing process. Switzerland has selected a site. And the commonality amongst all of those countries is that they have an independent corporation established by the nuclear industry. The nuclear industry are the experts. They already manage the waste. They know how to. They should continue.
Thank you. And how does the report envision the role of the advisory committee in the new corp, particularly in incorporating input from states, local communities, tribes, and experts to ensure broader stakeholder involvement?
It's an excellent question. And when we were contemplating this new corp structure, we realized it needed some kind of independent oversight besides, obviously, the regulatory oversight that would be provided by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. So a way to do ongoing independent oversight and to involve those who are potentially affected and to involve independent experts is to establish an advisory committee. And so we suggested the formation of an advisory committee. And the advisory committee, we didn't decide on exactly how the membership should be. And we think that needs to be a national conversation. But certainly the affected states and local communities should have some kind of presence, an advisory committee, as well as technical experts, so independent technical experts, independent social science experts, to make sure that the siting process continues to be fair and proceeding well. And certainly affected tribes as well should have a chance to weigh in. The advisory board could decide that part of their purview is to go and talk to folks around the United States and to see what people are thinking as well, on top of keeping an eye on what is going on in New Corp itself.
That would definitely be very important. The idea of developing a mission plan within 1 year is a central recommendation. What key elements do you believe this plan should include?
It should include certainly a roadmap that has a sense of timing, because we want this corporation, this new corp, to succeed. We want them to dispose of the waste. So how are they going to go about it? How are they going to find a community? What is the timeline going to be like? How are they going to integrate the siting process, the social, political side of that, with the technical process? It should include all of those things.
Thank you. Funding has been a persistent issue in nuclear waste policy. How does the report propose to improve access to the Nuclear Waste Fund, and what barriers do you anticipate appearing?
So maybe we should step back and explain the problem first. Okay, and the problem is this. The Nuclear Waste Fund was established by law, and electricity customers paid a very small percentage of their bill into the Nuclear Waste Fund. So this is money that was sourced from electricity customers. Congress took it over and started treating it like it was taxpayer money, and so has made it very difficult to appropriate because they subject it to arcane taxpaying rules. Okay, so that's in part why none of this money has been spent since 2010. There's a lot of money there, over $40 billion. So that's part of the problem. Now, when there wasn't progress on a nuclear waste repository and the Department of Energy did not pick up spent fuel from reactor sites by 1998, as was written in law, the reactor owners sued the Department of Energy and won for breach of contract. And so that ended up establishing a judgment fund that's taxpayer money. So now taxpayers are paying reactor owners to manage their spent nuclear fuel, even though there's this huge fund sitting aside that Congress is doing nothing with except offsetting the debt with electricity customer money. That's not fair, and it shouldn't be legal. And so that's what needs to be fixed. What we suggest, because we know that Congress will not want to give up control of that $40 or $50 billion very easily, we suggest that initially the new corp be funded with the interest from that money, okay? Instead of reinvesting the interest into that fund, just transfer it to New Corp. But eventually, the corpus of that fund will need to be transferred to New Corp so that they can carry out the intention of that money.
Thank you. Yeah, I think that absolutely answers my question. I was not aware of how all those things were tied together. For another question, with the U.S. pursuing new nuclear technologies and exports, how does the path forward address the integration of future waste streams into the overall management systems?
So if there are new reactors built, what we suggest is that they develop a separate contract with New Corp to manage their waste, because they're not covered under this, the contract that's in the Nuclear Waste Policy Act. And so that's what we suggest going forward. And, you know, it can be a good business for New Corp. And we also suggest that New Corp be required to contract with the Department of Energy to manage all its spent nuclear fuel and high-level waste, as long as, of course, the contract can be mutually agreed upon.
Thank you. Consent-based siting has been highlighted in various reports. Can you discuss how this approach could help overcome political and social obstacles that have stalled projects like Yucca Mountain?
So it's long been recognized for 30 years, almost 40 years, that the decide, announce, defend approach to siting maybe undesirable facilities doesn't work. Okay, and I think the state of Nevada knows this best. They never wanted this nuclear waste facility since 1987, when Congress picked Nevada as the only site to consider in the country. And so it's clear, though, that some communities and states may want these facilities because they see advantages to them. And I will give you another example from the United States, the Waste Isolation Pilot Project. The Waste Isolation Pilot Project is an operating deep repository for intermediate level waste, nuclear waste, from the nuclear weapons complex. It's located in southeastern New Mexico, near the city of Carlsbad. And Carlsbad was, they wanted this facility since the late 1970s. And it took a long time to get the state to agree, and a lot of agreements were made, but it has worked out very well for the city of Carlsbad. It brought a lot of white-collar jobs and a lot of money into the city, improved their schools, made possible a good lifestyle. And so other communities in other countries have seen similar benefits. And so they have gone forward with hosting such a facility. But it's best to work with the community so that the community has a sense, you can't impose a facility like this on a community. That definitely leads to failure. We see that over and over again in all kinds of large complex facilities. So it's absolutely essential to have some kind of consent-based or collaborative siting approach that works out well for everybody. And that was one of the main recommendations from the Blue Ribbon Commission report and also from the RESET report, and continues to be an absolute requirement for nuclear waste repository siting.
And building off of that, Allison, how do you think AI and the need for new data centers will influence the nuclear waste depositories?
I'm not sure that they'll have any influence.
No?
No. How would you think there would be an influence?
Maybe just the need for more energy if tech companies get involved.
I know. I don't think that nuclear is going to be able to respond in a timely fashion. It takes a really long time to build new nuclear facilities. And so I just don't think that the timing works.
Okay.
So if large data centers need energy in the next 10 years, nuclear energy is not going to be that answer.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And looking ahead, what immediate actions would you urge policymakers and industry leaders to take to advance the recommendations in the Path Forward report? And what outcomes do you hope to see in the immediate next few years?
I would like to see Congress pass legislation that addresses this issue and starts to fix the Nuclear Waste Policy Act. And the main two issues that need to be addressed are the implementer, who's running the show on nuclear waste disposal, and the financing. Okay. Nothing is going to move forward unless those two issues are addressed. And we need to address those issues. We can't just continue to pretend that this is not an issue going forward. And we benefited from the electricity from these nuclear power plants. It's on us to manage the waste responsibly. We all need to behave a little more responsibly in regards to our energy supply and everything. I mean, I think the world is a better place when we take careful care of and stewardship of our land and of our people.
Could not agree more. All right. Thank you, Allison. Is there anything else you would like to share today?
No, I think that's good.
All right. Well, yeah, thank you for your time and insights, and it was a pleasure to talk to you.
Okay, excellent. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
For more information, see the included show notes and the Nevada Agency for Nuclear Projects website at www.state.nv.us/nukewaste.